Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. Learn today's Daf for Chus for Shfruah Shlema for Moshe Yitzchak and Bela Peril. Should have a quick and full recovery. We are on the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis, and the Mishnah and the Gemara now turns to discuss more about Truma than about Chametz. But it uses a Mishnah that has an interplay between Truma and Chametz as the introduction to get into discussing Truma. So we know that Truma is Mamon Kohen. You tap Mafresh Truma, whatever the amount is, really, Kita Achas, Porteras, Zakri, we separate Truma. Whatever the number is, you separate the Truma, and it becomes Mamon Kohen, belongs to the Kohanim. It's a Surah for you as a Zar, it's a Surah Ba'achila, and any Zar who does eat it, right, if you eat it, right, you pay the Kohen the value of the Truma that you ate, which is Keren. It's called Keren, because you basically stolen from the Kohuna. Okay? Now, if you ate a b'shogeg, if you ate, you were unaware that this was truma, or that you were unaware that truma was aser, so the tashlumim is not just that you pay the keren, you pay what's called kofar. You have to pay atonement as well. You pay the keren plus a chomesh, which is a chomesh of lamar, which means it's 25%. So if you stole $100, you pay 120, you pay back 125. Fine. You have to pay back pretty much in kind. You don't pay back cash. You pay back payros. You ate payros. You pay back payros. But you have to pay back payros that they themselves have the ability to become truma, as opposed to where it comes over here, as opposed to chametz, which can't become truma because it's not edible. Okay, so let's start the Mishnah. You have a non kohen who eats ha'ochel trumas chametz bePesach. He eats the truma. He eats truma, which is chametz, on Pesach. So truma on chametz on Pesach, b'shogeg, right? Each of the b'shogeg, he has to pay keren the chomesh. He still has to pay the keren the chomesh. Now truma on the chametz on Pesach has no value, unless you hold like Rav Yossi Aglili, which we'll in a moment, right? We'll hold like Rav Yossi Aglili says there's heter hana. But he says you still, even if you ate a b'shogeg, so you didn't know that the shogeg is on the truma, right? So then you have to pay the kohen the keren of the chomesh, and you don't pay the money, you pay payros. That's like, it's like the same din. Even though there's no value to the chametz, you didn't really steal anything, you still have to pay. Because when you eat a b'shogeg, the payment may not necessarily be just like a gazlan paying back what you stole. It's not just retribution, it's also kapara. Right, so Rashi says, b'shogeg, Rashi says, sheshogeg b'truma, unaware that it was truma, v'afilu hezid b'chametz, even if you were mazed with the chametz, nevertheless, m'shalim karen b'chomesh, v'afakav lo ha'vishavim midi. Even though right now this chametz is worthless, the chametz of Pesach is asurbanah. Because chametz on Pesach is worthless, it's asurbanah. Miu shogeg the truma. When it comes to shogeg of truma, the ksiv bei v'chamishi so yosef olav. That's the pasuk. You add a fifth. It says v'nasan la'kohen es hakodesh, and you give to the kohen kodesh, which is davar royalist kodesh. Right? She'in yoch l'shem lo'amalos. You can't pay money. Elaperos v'tashlumim nasin truma. Truma. And what you pay becomes truma. Lav l'fi damim mishalim. You don't pay according to value, damim. You don't pay according to value. Ela l'fi midah mishalim. You pay back based on volume, what you took, right? Hilkach lav basar damim mazlinan. So when it comes to the take by shogeg, we're not going according to value, because if we went according to value, you wouldn't have to pay anything here because it's valueless. But you had to go according to volume, and therefore you have to pay it back. So when it comes to truma, if you eat truma's chametz on Pesach, if a shogeg is the same din, you have to pay back karen v'chomesh. Now, if you ate a b'mezid, I guess that you knew it was truma, and you knew that it was usher to you, so here, you don't have the chomesh. If you did it, there's no chomesh penalty the rest of the year. So that means now what you're paying back is you're paying back mammon. You're paying back value. But if you're paying back value on Pesach, you didn't take anything of value. Therefore, potter mi tashlumim, you wouldn't have to pay anything back. Right? But Mezi Rashi says, shehezi b'truma, and if the truma that you ate was tamei, a truma tamei, you can't. No one can eat it. Has a little less value, but still, the kohen still gets it because he can derive benefit from it. So the tamei eitzim, what it's worth is the value of firewood, because that's what you would use the truma for, to burn for firewood. He says tamei eitzim. Rashi says in truma tamei, ain mishalim lo tamei eitzim. You don't pay tamei eitzim shahaisru uila hasutak lashulo, that you could use it as firewood for underneath his pot. Mishum, the truma mazid ain bachomish. Truma's mazid, there is no one-fifth penalty. So if it doesn't have the one-fifth penalty, the ain tashlumel the kapara. It's tashlumim, it's payment, is not for kapara. The ain nas and truma. When if I would pay back what I took, it wouldn't become truma. What I took from a shogeg, I pay back the fruits. That becomes truma. If I took b'meiz, I pay back. It does not become truma. The gabe chomesh b'shogeg stiv, because the whole idea of chomesh is only written by the where you violated truma b'shogeg. About the mazid, if you do it mazid, ain't no ela kashar gazlan. You're only like a regular gazlan. You took something that belonged to the kohen, right? Which kohen? I guess all kohanim are partners, I guess, in this, right? And ela kashar gazlan ba'ama, when we shali ma'os, you pay money, for lefi damim, based on value, for lo lefi amida, not based on volume. With chametz bepesach, lav bar damim. And chametz on pesach is valueless. The aser bahana. It even can't be used for burning, for firewood. The law of the offstand. You didn't cause any loss to the Kohen. So the distinction, the main distinction is what is the payment for? What does the payment accomplish? If you stuck up a shogeg, by the fact that you pay a chomesh, it means the payment is a kapara payment. So therefore, it doesn't go according to value, it goes according to volume. If you violate the mazid, then the payment's not for kapara, the payment's for retribution. Retribution has to go according to value, and on Pesach you're valueless, and therefore you wouldn't be obligated to pay back. All right, you still get a bad check in Shemayim, you did the wrong thing. But
even the shogeg,
it's
still something that has no value.
Has to be shogeg pruta. But by truma, there's machlokas. Even if it's less than shogeg pruta, you may have to pay back because it's not necessarily compensation. It's you have to pay back because you did something to hektish. You misappropriated hektish, and maybe you'd have to be the payment penalty. Would be there anyway. Okay. Tanan Hassam. So now the Gemara gives us a little, almost what we discussed, but it gives us the Mishnah and Truma that speaks about this. Right? So you have a Zara, a non-Kohen, Ha'ochel Truma B'shogeg, who eats Truma inadvertently. Right? Stam, Mishalim Keren B'chomesh. He has to pay Keren and a Chomesh Milavar, which is really a quarter, 25%. Okay. It makes no difference how you ate, how you consumed the Truma. Echad Ha'ochel, whether you ate it, like it was a piece of bread. Echad ha-shose, you drank it, like a glass of wine. Echad ha-sach, or you used it to anoint yourself, like it was oil. Right? Echad truma tameya, whether the truma you ate was tamei, echad truma tahora, or if it was tahora, anytime you eat, it doesn't make a difference that it's tameya, you still have the same penalty of karen b'chomesh. She still says, right, echad tameya, echad truma tahora, mishal b'chomesh, you pay this fifth penalty, the 25% penalty. The chumsha. And not only that, the chomesh that you pay back also obtains the status of truma. If I violated b'shogeg, what I pay back becomes truma. Even the chomesh that I pay back becomes truma. So I give back 125%. That extra 25% now becomes truma. And if someone inadvertently eats that chomesh, the same as if you ate truma, right? Because the status of the chomesh increases. Right? Rashi says, first short line, she'tashlumim nasin truma. The tashlumim themselves become truma. If you go ahead and you eat that extra fifth that you gave, that 25% that you gave, then you will be chayav b'chomesh, karen b'chomesh on that as well. Okay? So the Gemara asks, Ibai lahu. We know a lot of this because we just did it in the introduction in Rashi, yes, but let's see this development in the Gemara. Ibai lahu. The Gemara asks as follows. You have a zar again with eight truma, right? B'shogeg, and he has to pay for them. Kishihu mishalim, when he pays, Lifi mida mishalim, or lifi damim mishalim. Does he pay according to volume or value? Lifi mida would be he ate four apples, therefore you have to pay back four apples. I don't know if apples is a good example. You have to pay back four apples. Or does it mean when he stole four apples, they were each worth a quarter, so he stole a dollar, and there we have to pay back a dollar's worth of apples as they are valued now. Maybe the value shifts. Maybe now five apples are worth a dollar. So we'll see. So right, kishu mishalim, lifi mida mishalim, Olufi Damin Mishalim. Right, Rashi says, Ibai Luhu, Kevon de Gabi Chuma Bishogig Kapi Rahmana, Atashlume Peros Velomos. Since it's talking about Shogig, the Torah is concerned more about paying back produce and not money. Kedixiv Vinasan Lakoin as a Kodesh. You return Kodesh. You're paying back fruits. You're paying back in kind. So the Fimida Mishalim, Olufimida Damin Mishalim. Now, but Gazlan, when it comes to a Gazlan, the Chulin, Shogig Umezig, and the Gazlan Chumas Mezig, Lo Ibaylan. That is no Shaila. That the whole thing is you pay based on value. Whatever value you stole, that's the value you pay back. But when it comes to truma, it's not, since the Torah is mocked that you're paying back produce, maybe you're not paying back on value. Maybe you're paying back on volume. The Gemara says first, kol hecha, any place, dimi ikara shavi arba azuzi. When I stole the four apples, they were worth four zuzim. Ulubasof, and now the time will come to click to pay the price depreciated. Ulubasof shavizuza. Now they're only worth $1. Right? Loti vaylach. Everyone's folks. Right? If I'm paying back in value, I don't have to give a dollar's worth. I would only have to. If I'm paying back in value, I would only have to give a dollar's worth of apples. Right? He says loti vaylach. Devadai kidemi kar mishalim. You pay based on the value of initially lefi damim de lo gar mi gazlan, because it's no worse than a gazlan. The gazlan has to pay back what he took, at least money wise, has to pay what he took. So everyone would agree that in this instance, the fact that you get kapara for paying back truma, it's kapara on top of the fact of making compensation. You're not going to get off and pay less and pay less. Why? Because the lo gar mi gazlan. You're not worse than a gazlan. That's not. We know by gazlan it says. Every gazlan has to pay back the value of what he took. So if I took an item that is worth $100, and now when I'm paying back, it's only worth $50, I got to increase and pay back $100. Okay? It doesn't have to be the actual item, but it can be cash, the cash instead. Kiti baylach, what's the question here? Demikara, when you ate the truma, shav yozuza. It was only worth a zuz. Right? Lubasof, and now when you're coming to pay what you ate, the payros went up in value, v'shavi abra, and now they're worth four zuz, right? So what I took was worth one, and now it's worth four. So theoretically, if I was paying back in value, I don't have to pay 25%, because I'm paying back the same value of what I took. So my, what's it in here? L'fi mi da mishalim, do we say he has to pay based on volume? We don't care about the value here. Darmina le, we say to him, giriva acha giriva mishalim, the giriva is like a sub. Whatever value you took, that's the value you pay. O Dilma, all we say, l'fim damim mishalim. You pay based according to value. Bezuza achal, bezuza mishalim. You ate a dollar's worth, you pay back a dollar's worth. So what's the story? So, again, so the idea is that paying back for the truma, besides paying back for the theft of the item, is also this kapara component. There's that kapara, so therefore, you're definitely never going to pay less. Hefesh always wins, the house always wins. You're never going to pay less. But we haven't said that in a while. But would you have to pay more? Would you have to pay back more based on the volume? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, I'll bring a raya from a brisa. This brisa says as follows. Achal grogeres, you stole grogeres are dried dates. Right? Figs, right? So achal grogeres, that's dried, okay? Of your stole grogeres, v'shilem lo tamarin, and you paid back dates. Dates are considered a better thing. They're moist. They're more value as opposed to the figs. They're more value than the date. So what happened was that I stole something of less value, grogros, and they paid back tamarim. So this is a Mishnah. This is a Brisa. Brisa says tavo alav bracha. Whoa, this guy's a great guy. And he's paying back tavo alav bracha. So now, why is he considered such a tzaddik for paying back the tamarim? So now, iamart bishlama, if you say that when you take truma, it's lefi mida mishalim, you have to pay based according to volume. So amtu lahachi tavlo bracha. That's why he's going to have a bracha, because he stole a value of he stole a pound of something that's less valuable, and he paid back a pound of something that's more valuable. Right? The ochol giriva de grogris, the shavazuza. He ate like an amount of grogros, which is only worth a zuz. The kayoev yuriva the tamarim the shavei arba, and he pays back a basket full of tamarim, which is worth four. So he's going. That must be because you're paying according to volume. That's why tavlo bracha, because the volume that he's paying back is worth more. So that seems you go according to value. Eliyah marked lefi damim mishalim, but if you go pay according to value, I might tavlo bracha. Why tavlo bracha? He stole a dollar's worth of grogros, and he's paying back a dollar's worth of tamarim. What's the difference? If it's going according to value, he hasn't increased the value. He's paid back the same amount. He's paid it back with a different product, right? So ela iamar lefi damim mishalim, I might tavlo bracha bezuza achal bezuza kamishalim. So if it's tavlo bracha, it must be that we're going according to volume, according to mida. That's why tavlo bracha, because he's paying back something, the same amount, like he sold 100 items, he's giving back another 100 items, but it's more, they're worth more. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Amar Abaye lo'olufi dam mishalim. Could be that you pay according to value. If you're paying according to value, so I stole a dollar's worth, I'm paying back a dollar's worth. I'm making a whole, sold $100 worth, I'm paying back $100 worth. So amai tavolo bracha. Why is he considered such a tzaddik for changing the product, the produce that he gave. He says, no, the achol midik lo kafitz alezvina, the kamashal midik kafitz alezvina. He sold something that can move, and that can, that's easier to move in the marketplace. He made it easier for the kohanim. Apparently, grogros are more difficult to sell, but tamarim are easy to sell. So, granted, it's the same value that he's, you can sell this for $100, you can sell that for $100, but you can move your product. And as we all know, in retail, you want to move your product. Because if you move your product, that's how you make money. So that's, it makes it easier for the Kohanim to move their product. That's why Tavol Lav Bracha.
That's interesting, though, because in the first case, say he ate something else
first,
and I appreciate
it. Right?
So if he hadn't touched it in the first place, then
they
would have appreciated
it
in the current hand. You know, so the client would have had this much love in the brain,
uh-huh.
And now appreciate the body.
It would
have
appreciated in the hands of the
Kohanim. Right, so now he would have had the force of it, but now he got the force of
the
body.
Okay, yeah. So he lost the appreciation. Right here.
I mean, this, but we've had this before, and it always bothers me, because if the price is based on demand, if demand is less, then the price is lower. So you
right. Economically, how does this work? Okay.
In terms of the market, it seems like there's more
set prices more. Right. Yeah, there seem to be these set prices. You're right. If something can be moved, then that means there's higher demand for the product. It's going to be worth more. Right. I hear you. Okay. All right. So we say we have no raya. We have no raya whether it's kithimida. Or the fee, volume or value. So Tanan, so now we're going to bring in our Mishnah, and that's why this is still gets brought here. You bring in our Mishnah. Tanan, our Mishnah says, right, a non-Kohen, ha'okol truma chametz b'Pesach b'Shogeg. He ate a truma chametz, you know, truma's chametz on Pesach, you know, with b'Shogeg. B'shalin karen v'chomesh. He pays karen v'chomesh. Now, why is he paying back? He ate chametz. What did he take? So e amar b'shamal l'fi midah m'shalim. If you say you pay back based on volume, I understand why he's paying back now. That's why he has to pay. Shapir. That's why the Mishnah says he has to pay for eating the Chametz of Pesach, even though he ate something that has no value. Because we don't care about value, we're going according to volume. Eliyim Rab, if you dumb shalim, but if you're paying based on value, Chametz of Pesach are dumb who? Chametz of Pesach has value? It's worthless. It's Asr Brahana. It's Asr Brahila. Asr Brahana. So what value are you paying back? There is no value. So the Gemara says, no, you're wrong. Well, according to this, we can say in, there is value in Chametz Hamani. Who is it? It's our old friend, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. It's Rabbi Yossi HaGlili who says, the Amar, Chametz BePesach Motar Bahana. He says Chametz on Pesach is Motar Bahana, and therefore there is a value to the Chametz, and you're paying back based on that there's value. You're paying back Karen Chomesh based on the value of Chametz on Pesach, which is obviously much less, because you can't eat it, but you can use it for Hasaka, you can use it as firewood, or you can feed it to your dogs or something like that. So that's why there's whatever that value is, you would based on that. So there's no raya from our Mishnah, because we can just say our Mishnah goes according to the Shita of Rav Yosef Glili. The Gemara says, wait a second. Ihachi, if our Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Yosef Glili, Ema Seifa. We'll look at the Seifa. The Seifa says, Bemezid, Patrim in a Tashlumim, Bemezim. If you ate the Chum Bemezid, you don't have to pay anything back. Well, wait, just think about it. Well, if you eat Chum Bemezid, so you get the din of a Goslem. He says you don't have to pay anything back. Well, according to you, Rabbi Yossi Glili, why does a Gazlan have to pay something back? He took something of value. The Chametz on Pesach has value. So why is he butter? According to Rabbi Yossi Glili, it should be a chiyuv, even b'mezid. Granted, you don't have to pay the Chomesh because you did it b'mezid, so it moves from a truma payment to a theft payment, but there still should be a payment. If you eat Rabbi Yossi Glili, I might potter m'tashlum b'mezim. Why would you potter? Someone says, oh, no, don't worry. It's still Rabbi Yossi Glili. We're going to pull another shita. It's Rabbi Yossi Glili, Savalok Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Rabbi Yossi Glili holds Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Brings us back to our Kimlev de Rabbinay. If I'm violating something at the same moment I have a Misa and payment, I only get the Misa penalty. I don't get to have the payment penalty. And Rabbi Yossi Nechunya ben Akana says it doesn't only apply to Misa's Beis Din, it applies to Karis. And it's also going to apply here, which is Misa B'dei Shemayim. Why? Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, right, it's the last of the short lines, but it's like 6-7 lines up. The Amar Hamischayev Kares, if you're Chayev Kares, Potem Tashlumim. Right, he says, V'hu Adin L'mischayev Misa De Shemayim, Kedol Ochel Truma B'mezid. If you eat Truma B'mezid, you're Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim. So if I'm Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim, I don't have to pay. Wonderful, I'm off because I'm going to. Great, I don't have to pay because I'm going to die. So I don't have to pay. So too over here. The Sefer Demasnisin, the end of our Mishnah, is Behezid B'Truma. When it's not that you have two choices. It says mazid. It could be mazid in the chametz, or it could be mazid in the truma. Rashi says it's mazid on the truma, right? So therefore, if I was mazed on the truma, I stole the chametz, which has value, so theoretically I would have to pay back the kohen, but no, I don't, because I'm chayav misa. So the Mishnah is now going to be according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds like the chayav benakana. So the Mishnah, according to this, the Mishnah is written in accordance with two very minority opinions, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the chayav benakana. Right, Rashi just asks, well, if the whole thing is to teach us that that there's kimlei v'derabim name by achilas truma b'mezid, why do you have to go teach us in this convoluted case of eating it on Pesach? It's not regular. If you eat truma b'mezid, you don't have to pay it back because it's kimlei v'derabim name. Why does it have to? Why is it brought here in the chametz case? It's just an extra step, right? So that's what Rashi deals with. Okay, so that's how we've wound up our Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara says there's no raya for our Mishnah because we could theoretically place these shitos in our Mishnah and then there wouldn't be a proof. The Gemara says now, going back to whether or not the payment of truma, the repayment when you eat truma b'shogei is lefimida, which is volume, or lefidamim, which is value, kitanai, maybe this is it's a machlokas tanayim. How do we know? We'll bring a tosefta. So this is a tosefta, I believe, here in Pesachim. Ochel truma, it's similar to our Mishnah, but so you have a non-kohen who eats trumas chametz b'pesach, okay, whether it's shogeg, whether it's amazing. This Mishnah says, this here says, put them in a tashpulim into the Me'etzim. You don't have to pay anything. Even if you ate a Peshogeg, you don't have to pay anything. Dei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you don't have to pay. If you don't have to pay, must be he's going according to Tassim, must be going according to value. Because if you don't go according to value, there is no value. Dei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri Mechayev. Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri is going to be Mechayev you if you ate Peshogeg. You have to pay. Amar lo b'kilo Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri. Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri, the chima mahana yesh lo. What value is there here? What hana is there? Rabbi mahana yesh lo ba. So Amar lo Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri says, who cares? We're going to Hana, right? The Rabbi Yekiva, Mahanal is Ochel Chumah Tameya B'Shari Kamal Sashanam Shemeshalim. During the whole year, if I eat Chumah Tameya, what benefit does the Kohen get from there also? And you still have to pay. So who says we're going according to value, right? Maybe we're going according to volume. Rabbi Yekiva says, no, Amar lo. No, that's different. No rye over there. Even Marpa Chumah Tameya B'Shari Kamal Sashanah, Chumah Tameya in the rest of the year, Sha'afapi She'ein lo Bo'heter Achil, even though the Kohen can't eat it, Yesh lo Bo'heter Asaka, he does have benefit from it because he can use it as firewood. Tomer b'zeh, so therefore that's why you would have to pay if you ate truma tameya the rest of the year. Tomer b'zeh, when you tell me about truma's come, it's pesach on pesach. She'ein lo ba lo heter achiv lo heter asaka. There's no value whatsoever. He can't eat it. He can't get benefit from it at all. Right. So how? So that's why you would have to pay. Halamazeh domeh. What's this similar to? The truma's tutim v'anavim shenitma. So it's talking about the juices that come out of the berries and the grapes that became tamei. She'ein lo ba lo heter achiv lo heter asaka. There. If you ate that in violation of eating truma, then you wouldn't have any payment back because there's no value. It's tameya. The Kohen can't eat it. So what can the Kohen use it for? He uses it for firewood. Well, no, he can't. It's a liquid. So therefore, you wouldn't have any payment. But according to Rabbi Kiva says that the payment of truma b'shogeg is based according to value. That's why on Pesach, even if you eat a b'shogeg, there's no value. So you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay back. Okay, you did the wrong thing. First of all, you're going to get misa, but you did a bad. You know, there's no payment penalty because there's no value. According to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, the payment for truma b'shogeg is going to be according to volume. Everything's going to be according to volume. That's why he says you would have to pay. But if you ate chametz on Pesach, you would still have to pay. I don't care about the fact that it's usher b'hana. We don't care about paying by value. We're paying according to volume. So now the Gemara says, "B'med dvarim amurim." This is continuation of the Braisa. When do we say that we have this machlokas about truma's chametz on Pesach? That's been mafresh truma v'chmitza. You're talking about where you were mafresh truma initially, and it became chametz on Pesach, or you were mafresh truma from chametz prior to Pesach. But of a mafresh truma's chametz, if you took the truma itself, you took a piece of bread on Pesach and you separated truma from it, and someone ate that, they would not violate the Isra of Truma, because we say that you cannot create Truma once it's already Chametz. If it's already Chametz, the Truma is not going to be Chal. The cases that we have is that it's either Truma, it became Chametz on its own, or it was pre-existing Chametz that it was already Truma. But you cannot create the Truma of Chametz on Pesach. Right? Divrei kol inu kedusha. The Kedusha's Truma doesn't Chal. Tani Idach, another Braisa says, similar Braisa, Pasuk says, V'nasan l'kohen es ha-kodesh. You have to pay back the to the Kohen that which can become Kodesh, which means you have to pay back in kind when it comes to the payment penalty for Truma. Davar ha-royal yos Kodesh. Prat that comes to exclude la'ochel trumas chametz v'pesach. That excludes somebody who eats trumas chametz on Pesach. You don't have to pay back. Because if you pay the back, it cannot become truma. We just said that. Right? So patur in a tashlum in the etzim, because if you ate trumas chametz on Pesach, you wouldn't have to pay it back. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he says you don't have to pay it back, must mean he's going according to value as well. So you don't have to, if you don't have to pay it back, it's because it's valueless. Rabbi Elazar Chasma says that even someone who eats Shumas Chametz on Pesach is chayav to pay. That's a Peshogeg. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar Chasma. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says to Rabbi Elazar Chasma, why do you have to pay it back? What benefit does the Kohen get? There's no value. So Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, same idea. There's no hana when it comes to Trumas Tamei the rest of the year. So he says back to him again, no, there, you're marked with Trumas Tamei, Mishari Mos Hashana, Shaf Misha Ein Lo Ba Heter Achil, even though there's no Heter to eat it, Yesh Bo Heter Achasaka, there's Heter Achasaka, Tomer Bezo, you say that when it comes to Trumas Chametz HaPesach, She Ein Lo Ba Lo Heter Achil, Lo Heter Achasaka, so therefore you see that Rilezer Ben Yaakov is like Rabbi Kiva, who's going according to value, strictly value. Chametz on Pesach has no value. Trumas, Tamei Truma during the year does have value. So Amar Lo, so Lavan Chasma says back to him, no. So Lazman Chasma says, no, I also go according to value. But this does have value. Because I hold it with Yossi Aglili. And in Chametz on Pesach is Mutabrana. Right? Afizo Yeshlo Bohetra Saka. Shimratza Kohen Maritzlov Nikalvo. He can throw it before his dog. O Masika Takas Nashilo. Or he can use it as firewood. So therefore, the Chametz on Pesach is Mutabrana, like Rav Yossi Aglili. Therefore, it has value. And that's why you got to pay Karen Chomish. So we have three Tanaim here and say you're going according to value. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say, go according to value, and potter you from payment on Pesach, because there is no value on Pesach. Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma still chayiv you if you eat it on Pesach, because there is value for it on Pesach. However, then you have one Tana who says that, which is Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who says the reason why you potter on, that you chayiv on Pesach, is not because of value, because we ain't going to volume. And according to volume, we don't care about value. So you have two Tanoim who agree that you have to pay if you ate it on Pesach, but for different reasons. One says because you're paying because of volume, and one says because there's value, because it's mutter b'hana. So that's what Gemara
says. My point is about paying back value or volume.
Right.
Is that lahakel also? Meaning that the...
No, we said in the beginning, if it depreciated, you would still pay the higher amount, because it's no worse than a goslin. You can't get off, right? That we said in Metmar, Memurim, that was... Okay. Remember? Yeah, okay. It's a fun Gemara, but it's hard. So Amar Abaye then says, right, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the second Brisa, Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Kulu Srile Chametz Pesach Asar Bahana. Those three hold that Chametz Pesach is Asar Bahana. Ubaha Pligi, and that's the Machlokist. Rabbi Yochanan Savar Lefitam Mishalim, you have to pay according to value, and therefore they would be a Ptur if you ate it Chametz Pesach Shuma. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Savar Lefimida Mishalim, they pay according to volume, and that's where you would pay. So Gemara says, Pshita. Well, that's Pashut. That's how, if you did, Pashut. If you just, flesh out the Shitos, that's what you'll come to. Why does the Gemara have to explain that? We could have done that on our own. Or somebody who, who's smart, could have done that on their own. The Gemara says, no, Ma'u Detema, you might have thought Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Namik Rabbi Kiva Srile. That Rabbi Yochanan Nuri also, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri might hold it Rabbi Kiva to go according to value. The Amar Lefidam Mishalim. Vahasam, and why in the Brisa does he say that you potter, that you chayev to pay? Hanit time to mecham chayev, maybe because mishum the savor like Rabbi Yochanan Aglili, damar chametz mutar b'pesach, what chametz pesach mutar b'manah, kamash malan. The reason why we had explicated explicitly that he goes according to value, that he goes according to volume, is because he could work even if he goes according to value if he holds like Rabbi Yochanan Aglili, like Lazar Chasma. So that's why the Gemara says explicitly, no, he doesn't go according to volume. He doesn't go according to value. He goes according to volume. That's why he's mechayev to pay. So Gemara says, Eim Hachanami. Maybe say the reason why Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says that you have to pay back if you ate Trumas Chametz on Pesach is because it goes according to value, and there is value, because he goes like Rabbi Yosef Lili. The Gemara says, no, Im Kain, Nahardele Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Le Rabbi Akiva, Kehechi the Mahardele Rabbi Elazar Chasma Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov. That's the case, that when he was responding to Rabbi Akiva, he should have responded the same way that Rabbi Elazar Chasma responded, which was, no, there's value. He doesn't respond that there is value. He doesn't say that it's Mutar B'Hana. He says something else, which means if he didn't use the argument that it's Mutar B'Hana, it means he doesn't hold it's Mutar B'Hana. So the reason why he says you have to pay must be the only other reason, which is because he's going according to volume, not value. Okay, I've come that. Now the Gemara goes on to the next topic. Tanu Rabbanan, learn the Braisa. A non-kohen who eats kazayis truma, if you eat a kazayis worth of the truma, b'shogeg, mishal, and karen v'chomesh, you have to pay karen v'chomesh. So what's the amount that you have to eat in order to obligate paying back? It has to be a kazayis. No matter what the value is, you eat a kazayis, you have to pay back. Avashol amar, Avashol says, no, ad sheyebo shav pruta. You have to, no, when you chayiv, you have to eat a shav pruta's worth. So the question is going to be, so my time in the Tanakhama, what's going to end up happening is when we try to get into Avashol, when Avashol says they have to eat a shav pruta, is that an additional requirement? It's a kazayis, that, and it has to be a shav pruta, or just something that's shav pruta, even if it's less than a kazayis?
Okay, but,
I don't know. Is that true?
Yeah.
When you're paying it back? I don't know. So maybe some, if that's the case, then he doesn't hold that. And that could just be one, that could be a different shita. But the chomish has to be shav pruta. I don't think so. I don't know. But if that is true, then he won't hold like that. There'll just be a different opinion. Okay. So the Gemara says, my time at the Tanakhama. What's the reasoning behind the Tanakhama who says that the shear, the value, what you have to eat in order to be chayiv, to be chayiv a karam chomish is a kazayis? Amakra, the pasuk says, ish ki yochal kodesh bishkaga. It says the lashon of achila, and what we do is we basically hold every time it says achila, achila in the Torah means a kazayis, v'achila b'kazayis. Rabbi Shaul says in order to be mechayev on the chuma, you has to be worth a shav pruta. My time, and what's the reason? It says amakra, the pasuk says v'nasan l'kohen as a kodesh. You have to give the ain the sina pachs mishav pruta, and when you give it a sina. Handing over has to be something that is worth something, which is a shav pruta. Tosas points out, we have plenty of places in the Torah where he says the word v'nasan, and it doesn't mean a shav pruta. Tosas says, for example, Tosas, im tomar v'hakai melon, we say, d'chita achas poteres sakri, when you want to give truma one little kernel of grain, potters everything, afagav d'ksiv v'nasina, d'ksiv titein lo, and also it says, by a get, you can give a get, it says v'nasan la, and you can give her something on Isuri Hana, it's worthless. So there's, what do you mean v'nasan means it has to be worth a shavaputa? There are plenty of places in Torah where v'nasan doesn't mean a shavaputa. So he answers, basically what he says is that v'nasan means it has to be something of importance. What you're doing has to be something of importance. So if you're giving a get, well, you're doing something important there. You're divorcing. But when you're eating something, what creates importance? It has to be the value of a shavar puta. That's, Tosas has to reinterpret what, otherwise it's not worth anything. Okay. So the word that says, v'idach nami, according to Abishul, Shaul, haksiv yochal, it says yochal, which means which seems to indicate that it has to be a kazayis. He says, no, ahu, prat lemazaku da'asa. No, he's come to teach you that the only time you chayiv eating truma is if you eat it, not if you destroy it. If I mazar and I take truma and I burn it, I haven't violated the Isra of Achilas Truma. I then have to pay back as a Mazik, but I don't have to pay back to Karen V'chomesh. Right, okay? But Tanakama, who says that the Shear is a Kazayas, Haksi V'nasan, it says V'nasan, so if it's V'nasan, wouldn't that mean that it has to be a Shavar Pruta? He says, no, Mibayile, that's needed, L'dava Haroi Los Kodesh. You have to give something that at the moment could theoretically become Truma, and then parenthesis explains, Prada Ochel Truma's Kamas of Pesach, as opposed to even Kamas of Pesach, because if you pay, you can't give that back. Because it doesn't have a value. It's valueless at the time. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, another brisa. If you have a non-kohen who eats truma pachos mikazayis, less than a kazayis, mishalim as a keren, the mishalim as a chomish. You pay back the keren, whatever its value is, but not the chomish. So less than a kazayis, which seems to be less than a kazayis, maybe it's more than a shavar pruta, but if you eat less than a kazayis, you only have to pay back the keren, which means you're paying back as a mazik or as a thief. Not as someone who eats truma, because if someone eats truma, you would have to pay back the chomesh. So hey chidami, the Gemara asks, what's the case? Eat the less shavar pruta, if this item is not worth a pruta, so karen amilo shalim, according to Abishol, I guess, you shouldn't have to pay the karen at all. The eat the isbel, and if we're talking about that it has a shavar pruta, chomesh namilo shalim. Why would you not have to pay? So the Gemara says, la'olam the isba shavar pruta. It is a shavar pruta, v'afilo hachi, and nevertheless, cave on the less bay kazayas, if it doesn't have a kazayas, Mishal and Karen, the Ein Mishal Masachomesh, against Rav Abishol, it's going to be like the Tanakama, all I care about is the size. It could be worth $100, but if it doesn't have a kazayas, you're not going to be chayiv, which goes against Abishol, because Abishol said you needed Shava Pruta. This is Shava Pruta, you should pay back the Chomesh. So Gemara says, no, Amur Rabbanu Kamei de Rav Papa, The Rabbanim said this memor in front of Rav Papa, and he says, Hadalok Abashol. This is not the Abashol. Because why? The Ik Abashol. If it was like Abashol, Ha'amar Kevin Shiesh Bosh Shavar Pruta. Since it has a Shavar Pruta, then Afogav Delesbe Kazayas. Even if it doesn't have a Kazayas. So this item that he just stole is a Shavar Pruta. And nevertheless, since it doesn't have a Kazayas, he doesn't have to pay the Chomish. Going to Abashol, what's its worth, the Shavar Pruta, you would have to pay. So Gemara says, Amar Lahu, so Rav Papa says, no, what, you misinterpret Abashal. Abashal says, Afilu Tame Abashal Tarti Boy. He needs both. He needs it to be both a Kazayas and a Shavar Pruta. So if you're missing either ingredient, you're not going to have to pay the Chomish. So in this case, we said, it was Shavar Pruta, but it wasn't a Kazayas. All right, it was Ispe Kazayas, but Ispe Shavar Pruta, less be Kazayas. So that means even Abashal would agree. Because Abashal is going to agree, I need the both. I need both. So Gemara says, Umi boy Abashal tarti. So Gemara says, really, the Abashal needs both? Lahatnan, we have, it's not a Mishnah, it brings down here that it's really, it's a Tosef and Truma. Right, Lahatnan, Abashal Omer, Abashal says, Azar who eats Truma Shogig, Eshe Yeshbo Shavar Pruta, if it has a value of a Shavar Pruta, Chai B'Tashlumim, we have to pay both to Karen and Chomish. The Eshe Emo Shavar Pruta, in the Chai B'Tashlumim. If he doesn't have a Shavar Pruta, you don't have to pay. Since we don't care about Shavar Pruta. That to me is the proof right away, but the Gemara doesn't do that. So Amr Lo, so they said to him, Lo Amr Shavar Pruta, Elbim Il Bilvad, Avav Truma in Chai Vetchevok Zayis. They said to him, no, the whole idea of Shavar Pruta, that's about a different concept. That's talking about if you do Me'ila, right? If you misappropriate, something in the base of Migdash. That's where you need a Shavar Pruta. But when it comes to Truma, you only need a Kazayis. V'im Isa, and if Rapap is right, that Abishal also needs, a Kazayis, he should, the Kavan Sheyeshbo Kazayas Reboile, they should have said back to him, no, it has a Kazayas. I don't know, I'm not sure what it is. I thought the answer is clear, that he says clear, you just need Shavar Pruta. Anyway, apparently this is a proof that Avishal does not hold that you need both. You would need one, and then that Bryce that we brought down before, which had a case of Truman that was Shavar Pruta, but it didn't have a Kazayas, and you would still have to pay, you wouldn't have to pay the Chomesh, that goes against Avishal. Now the Gemara goes into a whole long thing. Af Rav Papa Hadarbe. Rav Papa, who said that Abashal required both, he retracted. Okay, even though, so he retracted. So now we're going to start it. I don't know if we're going to finish it, but maybe we will. So it was a long to get to where he retracted. Titania, we have the following brisa. Now this talks about, this brisa is talking about, we'll see what time is it, 10-2?
Nowhere to stop.
Okay, so let's see how far we go. They have a brisa that talks about Me'ila Behektesh. Right, the pasuk says, Nefesh kitimol ma'ol v'chotah v'shkaga mikotche Hashem ve'ivius Hashemol Hashem ayil tamim minatzon. If you mow the hektesh, you also have to bring what? Okay, so we'll stop here. Because I can get to.
You're not going to get the whole way down.
I'm not going to get there. Okay, we'll stop here.